This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 8th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Justice Department has lodged a six-count indictment against Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the 23-year-old Nigerian national accused of trying to set off a bomb on Northwest Flight 253 on Christmas Day. If convicted on all counts, he'd spend a minimum of 60 years in prison. The Canadian government says it will install full body scanners in all 11 of its major airports over the next 2 months. Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation cites a recent medical paper showing how even a ballpoint pen can be a lethal weapon if someone's trained to use it. He says the goal should not be keeping dangerous objects off planes, but dangerous people. TSA has extended by 30 days the deadline for comments on its proposed rule mandating formal security programs for even the smallest of FAA-licensed repair shops. The new deadline is February 19th. Aspen Avionics has a software upgrade for its displays, which adds enhancements to the panning functions, navigation map, and auto-ranging features. It'll have to be installed by your dealer. The FAA has approved four more models of portable oxygen concentrators for use on airliners, bringing the total number of approved units to 11. Mesa Air Group pilots say they'll work with the company to get through Chapter 11, but remain diligent in fighting for the contractual rights of their pilots. A UAV company says its VTOL unmanned craft would be just the thing for seismic surveys of potential mining sites. The American Bonanza Society has online programs for new owners of Bonanzas and Debonairs who can't find a nearby CFI with beach experience to check them out. And Tsutomu Yamaguchi, the only person documented to have been at Ground Zero in both Hiroshima and Nagasaki, has died at the age of 93. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Lieutenant Colonel Chris Bard, commanding officer of Canada's Snowbirds Jet Demo Team, about the team's past and its future. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.